Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a country that's home to the world's sole manufacturer of a crucial technology needed for advanced semiconductor fabrication, and that country is now set to formalize a strategic partnership with India. What makes this significant is that this partnership will not only boost India's semiconductor mission but also open up avenues for cooperation in areas like water management, green hydrogen, and defense. First, let's understand the context of this visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in the Netherlands for a two-day official visit, which is the second leg of his five-nation tour. This visit is crucial because it will formalize a strategic partnership between India and the Netherlands, a country that's India's fourth largest investor, with cumulative FDI of approximately $55.6 billion. The Netherlands is also home to ASML, the world's only manufacturer of extreme ultraviolet lithography machines, which are essential for advanced semiconductor fabrication. Now, let's delve into the significance of this strategic partnership. A strategic partnership is a formal diplomatic upgrade that denotes sustained, structured engagement across multiple high-priority domains. For India, strategic partnerships are relatively selective, and the partnership with the Netherlands will cover areas like semiconductors and technology, water management, green hydrogen, AI and digital infrastructure, and defense cooperation. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India will have a partner that can provide access to critical technologies, expertise, and investments in key sectors. Crucially, ASML, headquartered in Eindhoven, Netherlands, is the world's only manufacturer of EUV lithography machines, which are needed to print transistor patterns on chips at 5 nanometers, 3 nanometers, and 2 nanometers nodes. Why does this matter for India? Advanced chip fabrication, below 7 nanometers, requires EUV machines, and without them, India cannot produce leading-edge chips. India's India Semiconductor Mission, launched in February 2024 with an outlay of 76,000 crore rupees, aims to build domestic fab capacity, but it needs access to EUV technology. ASML machines are export-controlled, requiring permission from the Dutch and US governments, making access geopolitically gated. Now, let us turn to the current status of ASML's engagement with India. ASML has agreed to engage with India on training, component manufacturing, and R&D collaboration, although not yet on machine sales, which require government-level export approvals. The Dutch government has a strategic interest in diversifying its semiconductor customer base beyond China, which creates an opportunity for India. Building on this, the Netherlands is also a global leader in delta and coastal water management, which is relevant to India's flooding vulnerabilities, urban flooding, and agricultural water management. Existing cooperation between India and the Netherlands includes the Indo-Dutch Joint Working Committee on Water Management, which has been active since 2013, and Dutch companies like Delta's, Royal Haskoning DHV, and Arcadis have projects in India. It is worth pausing here to note that the Netherlands is also building a Delta Rhine corridor, a hydrogen pipeline network, and Indian green hydrogen exporters like ACME, Adani Green, and NTPC have discussed potential supply to European hydrogen markets. The India EFTA TEPA, which was signed in March 2024 and became operational in October 2025, does not include the Netherlands, as it is an EU member, but the India-EU bilateral agreement has a green energy partnership track. The Netherlands' Rotterdam port is positioned as Europe's hydrogen import hub, and India could be a future supplier. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. ASML, that is Advanced Semiconductor Materials Lithography, is headquartered in Eindhoven, Netherlands, and has a world monopoly on EUV lithography machines, which are essential for semiconductor fabrication below 7 nanometers. The India Semiconductor Mission, launched in February 2024, has an outlay of 76,000 crore rupees, approximately $9 billion, and aims to support fabrication, OSAT, and design. The EUV machine costs approximately $150 to $200 million per machine, uses 13.5 nanometers wavelength light, and is produced only by ASML in Eindhoven, with each machine containing 100,000 parts from 5,000 suppliers across 40 countries. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, and GS Paper 3, Science and Technology, Economy. The key areas to focus on are India-Europe bilateral relations, strategic partnerships, India's semiconductor diplomacy, technology access, and geopolitics. Remember this number, 76,000 crore rupees, the outlay for the India Semiconductor Mission. Note this carefully, the Netherlands is India's fourth largest investor, with cumulative FDI of approximately $55.6 billion. With this background in place, let us look at the main angles. The first angle is that India's semiconductor mission requires access to advanced lithography technology controlled by the Netherlands, ASML. Discuss how technology diplomacy shapes India's strategic partnerships with European nations. The second angle is that the Netherlands is India's fourth largest investor, despite being a small European country. Examine the sectors and institutional mechanisms that drive this economic relationship. The third angle is that water management cooperation with the Netherlands can address India's flood and drought vulnerabilities. Assess the potential and the implementation challenges. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it is essential to understand the significance of strategic partnerships, technology diplomacy, and economic relationships in the context of India's development and geopolitical position. This visit by Prime Minister Modi to the Netherlands is a significant step in formalizing a strategic partnership that can have far-reaching implications for India's semiconductor mission, water management, green hydrogen, and defense cooperation. In conclusion, the strategic partnership between India and the Netherlands is a crucial development that can boost India's semiconductor mission, address its water management vulnerabilities, and create new opportunities for cooperation in areas like green hydrogen and defense. This partnership is a testament to the growing importance of technology diplomacy and economic relationships in shaping India's strategic position in the world.